Well, I'm Steve Caselli with you on 88 FM from the heart of Bolito, and my very special guest today is Lexi Fenter. Hello, Lexi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Always well. And you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, you are fine. You're very, very beautiful inside and out, and you seem to me to be beyond your years. Just get a bit closer for me, because you're 8 years old, right?
Nine.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I messed up straight away. 9 years old. How's it feel to be nine?
Good. Very good.
Not too much pressure at your age?
No, not
okay.
too much.
Now, let me tell you, Lexi is, I won't say a seasoned actor, but she could be in the future because she has just completed her very first movie. Am I right?
Yes.
Exciting?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the movie called, or what is it called, first of all?
It's called Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, and it was directed by Embeth Davids.
So, Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight. You've got to explain to me what that means. I'm not very bright. Tell me the story behind the title.
So, it was based on a book, a true story, of a little girl who grew up in Rhodesia. And it was the time of the government changing and it becoming Zimbabwe. And eventually they had to move all the way to
somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
It doesn't matter. All right, so that's what the movie's about. And you saw the casting call on Facebook. Why were you there looking at that casting call? Did somebody tell you that there might be an opportunity for you to star in the movie?
I wasn't looking on Facebook. It was my mom. And then
that's what moms are for.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then some of our friends sent it to us and said, you should audition Lexi for this. I feel like it'll fit her.
Okay. And what was your response to that? I mean, maybe you didn't want to be an actress.
My mom was like, Lexi, do you want to try this? And I was like, yeah.
Why not? What have I got to lose? Right? So it involved a video audition. That would have been a bit scary. Even for me. I don't know. Was it not?
No, it wasn't that scary.
Was it like a Zoom thing that you did?
No, my mom just took her phone, asked me a few questions, and then sent it off.
Oh, okay. So you weren't talking to anybody. It was just you selling yourself, basically, on the video.
Yeah.
All right. And then intensive in-person auditions, right? What was that about?
Yes. It was just... So I auditioned with a lady named Ellie, and it was just, we actually auditioned one of the scenes that actually is in the movie, the first scene, and I tried to light a match, because I eventually light a candle with a match, and I decided to use a match that had been stuck together with another one, and I lit it, and it came and burnt me on my finger, so I was just sucking on ice the whole day.
Oh no! Not a great start, was it, really? You hurting yourself. But you got over that, hey? Because you're tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's skip ahead. And you got the job. What was it like to be informed? And were you informed by telephone or by email? How did it work?
I think we did, like... So Embeth came to our house and then auditioned us.
Oh, wow.
With Paul, the producer. It took the whole weekend, about, I think. And then, like, a week later, she came and she... On a Zoom call... She said, you've got the part. Did you enjoy working with us?
And that was
it. And then we just started filming.
Okay. You seem really kind of relaxed and like, yeah, you know, no nerves at all.
No nerves.
I'm very impressed. Okay. Now, was it 6 weeks, apparently, you were on set for? Is that how long it took to produce the movie?
Yes, that's how long it took to film and produce the movie.
All right. And your mum's very, very close to you, and your dad, of course, but I think mum is the one that takes you left,
yeah.
right and centre,
yeah.
wherever you need to be,
yeah.
okay? And you travelled as a family, and even the dog went with you. I mean, Shadow got a look in, didn't he?
Yeah, she...
Oh, she, I'm sorry. Sounds like a boy's name, but anyway.
Yeah, she acted as... Bubbles, when I get out the car with the bright light, Nicola slams the door, and then I say, Bubbles! And I'm actually trying to call Shadow, but...
Wouldn't it be great if the dog actually really understood what was going on? And, you know, you could sit with the dog tonight with Shadow and say, you know, you were great, and, you know, Shadow would go, so were you. It'd be nice if dogs could talk, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, now, it had its premiere at the Durban International Film Festival. That's huge.
Yeah, eh? It was.
How did that go?
That went really nicely, and I got to see Embeth again, which was really nice, because it took 2 years to edit the movie.
2 years?
2 years.
So you started this when you were seven?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Why so long? I mean, I'm not in the business of filmmaking, but that sounds like a heck of a long time.
So it took 6 weeks for us to clearly film it.
Right.
Then we had to do voiceovers, and we had to do, like, editing and putting every scene together.
So that's why it took so long.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it was voted Best South African Feature Film for the festival. That is a big feather in your cap, young lady.
Yes, it is.
How did you feel about that?
I felt really great, and just to know that it was voted best.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
And how does Montreal come into play? Where did that fit in? It was Montreal you went to, wasn't it? Is that right? Toronto, I'm sorry.
Toronto.
How did that come about?
It was a big, like, it was amazing.
And was it a film festival?
Yes, it was
Gotcha. All right.
The red carpet was huge.
Were you on the red carpet?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
The red carpet was huge and long.
And did you have a special outfit made?
Yes, I got a special outfit made.
No. Have you got your own designer as well? Your mum's nodding her head. That's not bad at your age. Eh?
Yeah.
I wish I had a designer. I must speak to yours. Okay. Now, in the movie, there was motorbike riding and horse riding as well.
Yes.
And you didn't have a stunt, Lexi, did you?
No.
You did all your own, I'll call them stunts, or all your own action on a horse and a motorbike. Two questions. Had you ridden a horse before?
I had ridden a horse, like I knew the basics, but I didn't know how to run and canter and stuff, so I did have to do a few lessons.
I can canter, not more than that. Don't get me galloping on a horse. I might jump off. And then and a motorbike as well. How did that go down?
I had my own motorbike.
Of course you did.
I had my own motorbike, and we'd go to the place called The Pit.
Yeah.
And ride around there. In fact, they used my motorbike and just painted it a different colour.
Sure, wow. Okay, everything's,
so I was comfortable.
Everything's working out for you. Mm. Now, this is the first time that you've been acting, and now you've got a manager in New York, and your manager there, the job of a manager will be to try and audition you for certain, well, bigger films with respect to the South African film. Is that the way you want to go? Is this a career that you want to follow?
Yes, definitely. If I get lots and lots of more movies, then definitely. I love acting. And I'm sure if I didn't get, well, Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, I wouldn't know how to act and how, if I wanted to act.
Sure. What was your favourite memory from the 6 weeks that you spent on that set? And was that every single day you were there for 6 weeks?
Yes, except Sundays. Sundays we had...
Oh, you had a rest day, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favourite memory, do you think?
My favourite memory was probably when I had my birthday on set.
Oh, wow.
And at the end of the day...
You were seven or eight then?
Yeah. I was seven, then turned eight.
Turned eight. Okay, gotcha.
At the end of, like, filming... Like, at night, afterwards, they brought me a cake, and everyone sang to me.
You're a little star already. My goodness. The question for me is, will you still talk to me when you're rich and famous?
Yes.
Are you sure? Do you promise me?
Promise.
Deal. It'd break my heart if you didn't, huh? Okay. And you can fly me over to New York in your private jet.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Private jet.
Okay.
Booked already.
Oh, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. You are just so beyond your years, and I mean that, really. You're very beautiful inside and out. What advice would you give to a young boy or a young girl about the business that you're going into? And your mum will agree with me when I say this. Sometimes it's not the nicest of business, right? There's a kind of a dodgy side to it as well. Do you know what I mean by that? Mm. Because everybody wants the job. And they'll do almost anything to get it. So it's going to be tough for you, but if you're guided, and I think your mum is going to be in place to do that, what advice would you give to a youngster?
Just for the people who think acting is easy, not as easy as you think. Not as easy. You have to remember your lines. You have to... You just have to keep acting.
That would be my downfall, remembering the lines.
And the problem is, you can't look into the middle of the camera. You have to look beside it.
Exactly.
And always, when you're taking like a picture or a video of someone, you have to look into the camera.
Was there an auto cue for you on set? Was there an auto cue? No, an auto cue is when you would look at the camera, and next to the camera, the words literally would be there. So they weren't there. You had to sit at night and learn those words, ready for the next day.
That was my schoolwork, and then I did extra schoolwork.
So, you know what? The schoolwork got shoved to one side, didn't it, a little bit? Mm. But you seem very intelligent, and you're probably an A student, and all is good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the film at the moment, your mum tells me, is on at New Metro, across the road from where we are, at the Lifestyle Centre. How do you feel about... Have you been to watch it there, at the movie house, or not?
I haven't been there, but I've been to the Durban International Film Festival, the Toronto one, like we were just talking about, and also the...
It doesn't matter.
We were at the...
Doesn't matter. Okay, so maybe you could even take me... You know, and we can watch it at the junction. I'm going to do it. How long is it on there for? Do we know?
I think like one more week.
Oh, one more week. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm going to go next week and have a look. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to mention your name at the door. Lexi, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I wish you everything of the best in your acting career for the future.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you sweetheart. You really are.